You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
After Kim Kardashian was threatened and robbed in Paris this week, celebrities are considering whether her frequent social media use made her more vulnerable and may be reassessing their own digital sharing. But for prominent people, this won't resolve another perpetual threat: being hacked. The hacking group, Armine, known for infiltrating the digital accounts of tech CEOs, venture capitalists, and celebrities, breached BuzzFeed on Wednesday, leaving a trail of defaced and deleted articles in its wake. The attack seems to have been in response to an investigation BuzzFeed published on Tuesday, which alleged that Armine is not actually a group, but a lone Saudi Arabian high schooler, the teens allegedly striking in. Reporters Joseph Bernstein, Armine investigation published on Tuesday, BuzzFeed's site was attacked Wednesday morning. Headlines on a few articles and on the site's homepage read, "Hacked by Armine," and advertised the group's website, armine.org. The vandalism was similar to that of other Armine attacks. One altered article read, "Hacked by Armine team. Don't share fake news about us again. We have your database. Next time, it will be public. Don't fuck with Armine again." BuzzFeed quickly tweeted about the incident and said it was working to restore the altered articles, including the original report on the group. Within a few hours, evidence of the attack had been removed. BuzzFeed didn't have additional comment on how Armine breached its systems. In the past, Armine has used passwords leaked in large-scale breaches to access other accounts where some reused the same password. When the organization takes credit for hacking a target, it often claims that its goal is to test people's security and show the dangers of reusing passwords. It is also said that it sells security services. In a blog post on Wednesday, Armine said of the BuzzFeed hack, "Why we hacked it? All right. Yesterday, BuzzFeed created a post that we are only one member called Ahmed Maki, and we can confirm that we don't have a member called Ahmed Maki. And we are now four. We were three, but someone joined. And we hacked it because they are reporting fake news about us." Armine has also exploited third-party applications connected to social media accounts to gain access. Armine still seems to target high-profile organizations and individuals, especially technologists like Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Even actor Channing Tatum was dragged into the mix. It seems to be a new step for Armine to target an organization like BuzzFeed and attempt to silence it through coercion. It's unclear what Armine means when it says it has BuzzFeed's database, though. The group did not characterize the data it claimed to have stolen. Though you probably wouldn't want Armine advising you on the finer points of personal security, hacks by the group or teen are always a reminder that password reuse is dangerous and that you should carefully curate and monitor the apps you grant access to your digital accounts. The BuzzFeed situation also shows that Armine is willing to retaliate for perceived slights and isn't going anywhere, at least for now. From the physical security risks of posting about daily life on social media to the digital risks of being breached, celebrities need to be careful to lock everything down. It doesn't hurt for regular folk to do the same. This article was written by Lily Hay Newman.